Hello and welcome to Fen Talks About Stuff, where I, Fen, talk about stuff. Today's topic is going to be something that I'm relatively brand new to, and that is Magic the Gathering. Now, I was originally introduced to Magic many years ago by a relative who collected the cards and played the game. He had a couple decks lying around, and he knew that I liked Yu-Gi-Oh! At the time, and he was like,
"Yo, Jack, you wanna fucking play this game that's better than your little faggy Yu-Gi-Oh!"
And I'm like, "Sure, but Yu-Gi-Oh! Isn't faggy, you fucking gaylord," as I shuffle away my angsty dark magician into my deck. Now, after I finished sorting out my deck for the superior card game at the time... who the fuck am I kidding? Yu-Gi-Oh! Was never superior. And even if it had a chance to resurge, Konami did a Konami and fucking killed the crap out of it. But anyway, on to the matter at hand. I sat down with him and got to learn the beauty of Magic the Gathering. And I was pretty blown away. I remember the first deck that I had played around with was a white-green deck. And while I don't remember many of the cards, I remember that I was pretty blown away at the idea of having a resource to manage to call out your cards as opposed to only sacking or magic carding your way into monsters or trap carding. I genuinely liked the way it felt. I liked instants and sorceries and how they played into the game and how your opponent had a clear, visible resource that could allow you to gauge what you were able to do. It added a layer of strategy that Yu-Gi-Oh! Just couldn't have because, you know, all you were able to see is how many cards they had in their hand and how many magic and trap cards they had out. Now, at the time, I wasn't very good at card games in general. I played any card game back then by the rule of Heart of the Cards. If I build a deck with enough cool-looking creatures and cards that I like, that deck will win because I got swagger. I didn't really say that as a kid. I mean, I say that nowadays, but that's just because I'm about 3-4 years behind on the memes. Even though I really wish I wasn't. And I mean, fuck, I still like the Doge meme. I mean, very Doge. Much wow. Now, back to the main topic at hand, Magic the Gathering. After playing with him and learning the game, and like I said, I found that I really enjoyed it. I wanted to start playing it, but being a very young child, and my only source of income being my grandmother and mother, it was very hard to... it was impossible to convince them to jump games. There was also the fact that most of my friends played Yu-Gi-Oh! I didn't know anybody who played Magic outside of him, and he was so good at the game at the time that I would have just got stomped all the time. Now, fast forward to now, where I have a source of income and some disposable income, and I hear tell of Friday Night Magic after going into the store and blathering on about Hearthstone. I kind of decided to give it a go. I'd went to Walmart, and I made the mistake of not understanding what Friday Night Magic was. I didn't understand it was a tournament. I went to Walmart, and I bought a bunch of card sleeves, a binder, a deck builder's toolbox, and a couple booster packs that I was going to build a deck out of, and got there, realized I didn't have time to build a deck, and was immediately panicking and shuffling around until the guy was like, "Here, just buy a starter deck and go play." So, he laid out a couple Eldritch Moon starter decks for me, and because I'm an edgy cunt, I picked the one with red in it. It was red-green, had no idea what the cards in it were, didn't even look at it before I shuffled and sat down to play. Now, as you can imagine, I lost the first round of my first match, but it revealed to me the core of what I'd gotten as a deck. And that was the red-green wolf deck. And being a piece of furry trash that I am, I couldn't have been happier. Because vampires are gay, kids. Remember that. All vampires are gay. Regardless of what they say. They're all fucking fairies. And that's coming from a fairy. Now, setting back homosexuals about a millennium behind, I'm going to talk about the real reason I wanted to talk about Magic. It wasn't the fact that it's a really fun card game that you all should try and you can get in for the low, low entry price of $12.99 for a starter deck. But be aware, kids, that shit's like crack cocaine. Now, what I wanted to talk about was the effect it had on me. Now, to give you a bit of a short summary, I have chronic depression, I have a severe anxiety disorder, and I have Asperger's. So, as you could imagine, meeting people is a bit of a difficult thing for me. Now, online, there's a buffer, and I can handle that. I'm very well accustomed to meeting and talking to people online, but in person, it's a different story. Now, the last time I had any social interaction was with a group of furries that lived near me. And that went very well. It was very calm, and I felt at home. But again, that was because of the connection that most furries share because of a common interest. It's very easy to build a conversation over a common interest. I was going into Magic Blind. This is my first time playing the game since I'd played it many, many years ago. And I knew pretty much nobody. I knew one person that I met and was friends with a few years back, but I knew nobody. I barely knew how to play the game. But something happened. Something that hasn't happened to me in a very long time. I felt fine around people. I felt comfortable. I was able to put aside my social anxieties because when we sat down, we shuffled our decks and we cut them, it was no different in my mind than when I sit down to play Hearthstone against my friends, or I play Magic Duels online, or I sit down for a match of Overwatch, or, you know, dome somebody in Rust. It was that same feeling of detachment that I was able to bring myself to a point where I was able to socialize and talk to them. Now, I couldn't keep it up for long. I was there about 4 hours the first time, about 3 hours the next, before I started to feel ill and racked with anxiety and had to leave. But it was interesting to me that something as simple as a card game could bring someone like me out of their shell. And that's pretty much all I wanted to talk about. I don't got an end part of this. I don't want a fucking big revolutionary thing to end on. So I'm gonna end it. I'm Fenn. I talked about something. Get out of here. Go. Subscribe and like whatever. Get the fuck out.